Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I am your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 26th of January to 2nd of February 2017. We've got TF2 Gambling, Square Enix to make Marvel games, Pillars of Eternity 2 funded in under a day, Oculus vs. ZeniMax case closed, and Mad Cat's in trouble. 6 months after the CSGO gambling scandal, Valve is now addressing a similar issue in the TF2 community. The company say they are in the process of shutting down TF2 gambling accounts and recommend you don't trade with sites that have gambling facilities. They reiterate that they have no business relationships with such sites. The scandal last year resulted in the first UK prosecution for video game gambling. Microsoft has released new details on the upcoming game mode, saying it will prioritize GPU and CPU cycles for the game while it remains in focus. Players will be able to toggle the mode on the fly using the already existing game bar shortcut, and some games will have the mode enabled by default. Microsoft says it should work with every game available, no matter the age, but it will still go through the Insider's preview program to double-check compatibility and identify issues. It is part of the upcoming Creators Update, which has no release date. QuakeCon this year will run from August 24th to 27th in Grapevine, Texas. The event will operate as usual, including staying free and open for the public. Over 10,000 gamers attended last year's event, which included a massive LAN party, panels, tournaments, workshops, hardware exhibits, and the Bring Your Own Computer Room, where participants show off their rigs. Square Enix has signed a deal with Marvel, promising a future of a universe gamers can play for years to come. The first game, bearing the work-in-progress title The Avengers Project, is being developed by Crystal Dynamics and Eidos Montreal, the studios behind the Tomb Raider and Deus Ex reboots. Details are sparse, but a quote from the company says the game is being designed for gamers worldwide and will be packed with all the characters, environments, and iconic moments that have thrilled longtime fans of the franchise. It will feature an original story, and more details on the project and other games will be announced in 2018. Former president of Rockstar North, Leslie Benzies, has opened a new studio which is so fresh it doesn't even have a name yet, with fellow GTA developers Colin Entwistle and Matthew Smith. Benzies has also announced the first game the studio will be working on, currently titled Everywhere. It's an ambitious, open-world game which will allow players to go anywhere and do almost anything. It will incorporate a huge variety of game modes and styles, and allow players to live in the identities and adventures they most want to explore. The player will have an enormous amount of freedom with just enough constraints to keep them entertained and at the same time feel like they're actively shaping the world around them. The game will be developed on Amazon's new Lumberyard engine. Benzies also adds it won't be a straight copy of GTA. Overwatch has now passed 25 million registered accounts, 5 million more than the last figure announced in October. However, Bethesda has not released any sales numbers, and this figure likely includes those who signed up for the free weekend in November. This also comes during the Year of the Rooster special event, which features over 100 new cosmetic items and a new brawl mode. Gaming peripheral maker Mad Catz is in more trouble, with stock prices dipping dangerously low. Shares in the company are currently selling at 15 cents each, and Mad Catz intend to do something fancy with the stocks to reduce the total number of available shares in an effort to mitigate the problem. They will also remove their listing from the market unless they demonstrate a sustained improvement of share prices within the next 6 months. The company, which is often known for producing less than quality products, previously intended to co-publish Rock Band 4 along with Harmonix. However, when they failed to meet the earnings terms of one of its creditors, 37% of staff were laid off, several executives were fired, and Harmonix moved on to someone else. The Oculus vs. ZeniMax VR trade secrets case has finally come to a close, with $500 million being awarded to ZeniMax. ZeniMax, parent company of studios like Bethesda and ID Software, claimed that an employee of theirs, John Carmack, had developed code while under their employment, and then that same code was used by Oculus when he switched companies. Oculus was found to be liable of copyright and trademark infringement, as well as breaching a non-disclosure agreement. It was cleared of the trade secret theft and unfair competition allegations. The company itself is only responsible for half of the payout, with former Oculus CEO Brendan Araib owing $150 million, and founder Palmer Luckey and Oculus CTO John Carmack paying $50 million each. ZeniMax originally wanted $6 billion in total. Oculus has stated throughout the case that it has no merit, and are now keen to point out that they weren't guilty of using trade secrets. An appeal is likely to follow. The Prepare Yourselves Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists is stepping up its over 100-day strike against game companies that use voice actors. A rally is to be held outside the Guild's LA headquarters in an effort to apply pressure to sign a contract that would ensure better working conditions and fairer compensation for its actors. The companies affected, which include big names like EA, Warner Brothers Games, and Insomniac, seem unfazed and say protesting won't bring the two parties any closer to an agreement which suits both sides. A spokesperson for the studio says they have always been open to negotiation and say the protest is fruitless while the Guild is unwilling to come closer to an agreement. The accidental inclusion of an artist mock-up in a recent Steam beta update hints at TV, music, and movie streaming coming to the service, as well as comics. The image also shows an obscured Windows taskbar with a date from July last year. A more recent update has removed the files. It is unclear if the artist is even from Valve, or if the image is just something an employee downloaded and accidentally included in the files. In game release and update news, Codemasters have announced the next game in their Grid series, Grid 4. The title will have over 50 vehicles and include rally locations with multiple tracks. It is also an official partner of the FIA World Rallycross Championship and will include real-life tracks from the event. Also present are a career mode, daily, weekly, and monthly challenges, and more ways to compete against your friends. Damage modeling has received improved realism in a somewhat automated custom track creator. The previous game in the series was highly acclaimed, especially in its returned focus on realism. Bandai Namco will be adding to their Ace Combat series with Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown. It features semi-futuristic aircraft participating in some fast-paced aerial dogfighting. It will be using Unreal Engine 4 and boasts, quote, breathtaking clouds and highly detailed aircraft. No further details or a release date have been announced. Obsidian Entertainment's latest game, Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, has crowdfunded on Fig in less than a day, receiving well over their $1.1 million goal. The title will aim to keep what players like about the first game and add features such as truly living cities and more freedom to explore the open world. It is inspired by classic games such as Baldur's Gate, Icewind Dale, and Planetscape, Torment. The funding platform, Fig, is different in that a portion of the game's funding is open to those who want to properly invest, receiving a cut of the future profits. Another game to fund in under a day is Fail Better Games' Sunless Skies, the sequel to the lore-heavy, top-down RPG Sunless Sea. The £100,000 goal was reached in just 4 hours. Fail Better say they are going to carry through the things that worked in Sunless Sea and improve greatly upon the things that didn't go so well, which includes combat, early game, and grinding. The title is expected March next year. Long-time browser-based social MMO Club Penguin is shutting down. The game was released in 2005 and is still very popular, with 5.6 million visitors in December last year and 7.4 million in July. The closure comes to make way for the inevitable mobile version of the game, Club Penguin Island. The second Star Wars Battlefront game is set to release between September and December this year and will include a fully-fledged single-player campaign. It will also include more locations, heroes, and characters than the previous game, as well as spanning several different eras. The current game will still receive support, according to EA, who say that while they will not be bringing any more skirmish content to the game, it doesn't mean nothing else is coming. The recently rebooted Deus Ex series has been put on hold after it failed to meet sales expectations. A story DLC is still due, but there are some aspects of the game remaining that left the plot hanging. Developer Eidos Montreal now has its main focus on another reboot, Tomb Raider, as well as working on a Guardians of the Galaxy game and an unspecified Marvel title. In esports news, Astralis has beat Virtus Pro 2-1 in the CSGO E-League Major Grand Final in Atlanta. 16 teams competed, and Astralis took home $500,000. Immortals outplayed Ghost Gaming in the Overwatch Winter Premiere in San Antonio, taking home $40,000 against 7 other teams. The League of Legends European and North American Spring splits are still underway, as is the Heroes of the Storm Global Championship. The top 10 sellers on Steam this week were Resident Evil 7, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, H1Z1, King of the Kill, For Honor, GTA 5, Astroneer, Planet Coaster, and Tales of Berseria. Finally, my favourite story of the week was that PETA, the infamous animal rights activism organisation, has now targeted the Warhammer universe. The Gridmark characters wear fur pelts, along with thick power armour and an array of brutal weapons. But it's the fur PETA is concerned about, of course, saying the savage battlefield of the Warhammer universe is no match for the suffering animals undergo when raised for their pelts, and the use of the material in miniatures sends the message that wearing it is acceptable. In fact, according to the lore, wolves within the world are regarded as some of the most vicious predators you could come up against, with jaws that can crush steel and teeth the size of tree trunks, some even being big enough to be ridden into battle. So, according to PETA, we should feel pity for these monstrous, man-killing beasts and ignore the rampant genocide committed by those wearing their coats. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. And please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Again, there will be no episode next week as I am back on holiday, so thanks to Rocco W for the music and see you on the 16th of February.